Good morning.
Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church, Harlan, Illinois.
Enjoy your service.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to worship here at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. It's wonderful to be here with all of you on this beautiful day. Welcome to those of you who are watching us at home on the video as well. Today is the 19th Sunday after Pentecost. And today is also a special day because traditionally, on the first Sunday in October, we set that day aside to recognize the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. So we have the ladies from our Ladies' Aid sitting up here, a sea of purple right in front of me, and that's a wonderful thing. And today we are going to remember all the different things that the LWML does, not just here locally, but also on a global scale. And there's a lot that the Ladies' Aid does that maybe the average Lutheran doesn't quite realize. I know I didn't realize everything LWML does until my fourth year of seminary when my wife was hired as the secretary for National LWML Headquarters. I learned a lot that year about all the different things the LWML does. In your bulletin today, there's actually a listing of the various mission grants that are being funded, both on the district level, as well as on the national scale as well. And so these are things that the LWML in convention gathers together every 2 years, and they vote on what the different mission projects are going to be that they will support. And you notice, like in the Southern Illinois district grants, there are some that are right here in our backyard. There's a mission grant for Christ Our Rock Lutheran High School. There's a mission grant for the Lutheran Braille Workers in New Minden who gather there. And so these are things that your dollars will go to if you decide to place an offering in the mite box, which I'm sure you saw in the narthex on your way into the building today. So just wanted to point that out to you. This year, LWML Sunday theme is Our Hearts in His Hand, and that's going to be the focus of our worship today. The order of service is printed for you in this special bulletin that you've received. Most of it follows Divine Service Setting 4. We begin with our invocation. I invite you to please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
made in heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue now with the introit. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth, and unite my heart to hear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving. Please remain standing as we turn now to hymn number 795. This will be our hymn of praise, Voices Raised to You We Offer. We're going to sing it to the tune of Lord Dismiss Us with Your Blessing. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the collect of the day. We pray, O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. The Old Testament reading we have chosen today for our LWML Sunday is from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, beginning with verse 22. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We speak the psalm of the day responsively. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Behold, you desire truth in the inward being. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Our epistle reading today is from St. Peter's first letter, chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the Alleluia and verse. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. One of the scribes came up and heard the crowd disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our common Christian faith. This morning, we will confess the words of the Nicene Creed. We confess together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Our sermon hymn today is number 704. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon today is from the epistle from 1 Peter chapter 1. And having our spotlight on the LWML today, we hear this verse right at the end of that passage, verse 22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart. This is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, So, as I mentioned, the theme for LWML Sunday is our hearts in His hand. And, of course, His is in all caps. I think it's pretty well represented by the image, the logo that you have on the cover of your bulletin today. In order to really emphasize that theme, at National LWML headquarters, they asked this year Dr. Dale Meyer to prepare all of the materials for LWML Sunday. Many of you know Dr. Meyer. He, of course, was former Lutheran Hour speaker, former president of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, recently retired, and, of course, former pastor right here in our area. He served at Venity for a number of years. And so Dr. Dale Meyer was the one who prepared the liturgy that we're using in our order of service today and in many congregations all over the country right as we speak. He's also the one that prepared a sermon based on that verse, 1 Peter 1, verse 22. And so a lot of what I'm going to be presenting to you in the sermon today is adapted from some of the ideas that Dr. Meyer shared in that sermon that he wrote. We start out by considering a very basic question. What is it that has motivated you to come to church today? Or if you're watching this at home, or if you're going to be watching this later on and you're not physically with us, what is it that has motivated you to turn on that computer, that device, watch that video? What is it that motivates us to worship today? Especially when you consider all of the millions of other things that you could be doing right now in this moment, checking off things off of your never-ending to-do list, or maybe even just resting, sleeping in, right? Doing nothing for a change, right? But what is it that has made it so that this is worth your time? That you've decided that this, that worship right here with us today, is the best use of your time? You know, of course, we have lots of different answers to that question depending on who we are and what our situation might be. I'm assuming that somewhere in all of our answers we would say it's our faith, right? The faith that the Holy Spirit has given to us, that's the primary motivation we have to worship our Lord, right? On this or any other Sunday. Yes, of course, you have your traditions, your routines, right? Yes, we have the third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Yes, for this group right here in front of me, this is a really special day, right? You get to wear your finest purple, you get to sit together, you look forward to this every single year. That's one of your motivators today, I'm sure. Some of you are probably really curious about what the parsonage kitchen looks like, right? Party at the pastor's house today, right? So maybe that's one of your motivators. But all of those things are secondary to that faith, to the faith that we have been given, the faith that leads us to desire earnestly God's word and to receive the gifts that he has for us, the gifts which we're about to receive in the Lord's Supper. Right? Those are the things that really matter. Those are the things that really strengthen our faith as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, what if I ask a very similar question, but a slightly different question? What is it that originally motivated you to worship here at Trinity? Some of you have been worshiping here your whole lives. Some of you may be married into a Trinity family. Some of you might be just visiting today, right? But usually, no matter what the situation is for you, usually there's somebody who either brought you to church as a kid or invited you to church as an adult, right? Somebody that God has placed in your life to bring you here. Someone who has already had their hearts purified by Jesus, who then loves you and cares about you enough to bring you along, to want you to be here too, to be in this place where God holds all of us together in his hand. And that's, of course, what brings me back to the LWML Sunday theme. So LWML, I mentioned this before, it stands for the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. One of the reasons why they use the word missionary in that title is because beyond just the local Ladies' Aid Society meetings that we have in our church, and besides just some of those local projects that you do, global mission has always been a really big part of the LWML. And a lot of that global mission work is done through the collection of these offerings, which they call mites, which are just these little teeny tiny offerings, right? Loose change. Although I've heard a rumor that the ladies will accept bigger bills if you've got them, right? But all of these mites put together in boxes like the one that's right there in the narthex, and then all of those boxes then put together with the boxes from other congregations, and it goes so far throughout the world to help people learn the good news about Jesus Christ. So we're very thankful for our LWML. We're thankful that they are an example of living out these words from that sermon text. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart. Somebody has brought the gospel to you. Somebody brought you to church or invited you to come to church. Somebody who is in the Lord's hand already wanted you to come and be in the Lord's hand too. Think about a heart in a hand. Like literally what it would feel like to have a real heart in your hand. Like some heart transplant surgeon or something like that, right? That's what they do. So he or she has to take a person's diseased, sick heart out and then put a new heart in. That's essentially what God has done with each and every one of us. If you look again at your bulletin cover, if you don't have your bulletin handy, it's also right up here in the worship carriage or the LWML logo over on the banner over there. But I wanted to point out, you know, you have a heart. But you don't just have a heart. Along with the heart, of course, we have a cross. And then you have what is a drop, like a drop of water. And we know what the cross represents, of course, Jesus dying for our sins, for the forgiveness of our sins. What's the drop of water? It's baptism, right? So in the LWML logo, baptism flows down from the cross and purifies the heart. That's what makes this whole transplant spiritually possible, right? It's what gives us this new purified heart. It's what helps us to receive all of the benefits of Christ's death and resurrection. And unlike a physical heart transplant that is going to maybe last for a little while, but not forever, this spiritual heart transplant really does last forever and ever because of our baptism. And that's a really good thing because we really, really needed that transplant badly. All of our hearts, by nature, are unhealthy, sick, and diseased with sin. We're born with a predisposition to it, right? We're born with original sin. We've inherited this condition from sinners going all the way back to Adam and Eve, but then on top of it, we continue to add more sins daily, right? It's as if you were told you have heart trouble. You are genetically predisposed to having heart trouble, but instead of, you know, doing all the things you're supposed to do, watching what you eat, exercising, all that stuff, it's like we're just throwing caution to the wind, wolfing down a whole bunch of greasy food, knowing but not seeming to care that all of this will eventually kill us. And that's not exaggerating either, because Scripture is very clear about this. The wages of sin is death. Our hearts needed transplants because left on their own, they would always be terminally sick with sin and always on the verge of just up and quitting on us at any moment. But the wonderful mystery of baptism is that it brings the healing that we need right now. It brings the forgiveness of Jesus Christ to us right now. It brings us new life, a mercy and a grace that allows us to live new lives right now. St. Peter actually describes it as a new birth. He says earlier in chapter 1, at the very, very beginning of his letter, just the third verse of his letter, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So even greater than a surgeon who performs an earthly heart transplant, you have God, who is the greatest surgeon ever, and who has mysteriously given us new hearts, pure hearts, new life, and then that life that we live flows outward, brings that love out into the world. Look at that bulletin cover again. And this time, specifically, what's on the cover of the bulletin. This isn't on the banner over there, but on the bulletin cover. So we've got the heart, we've got the cross, we've got the water of baptism, but it's all surrounded by a much bigger heart. See that? That's an image of what the church is supposed to be. A big-hearted place where all of our hearts together are in the hand of the Lord. Right? So like I said, you're here because someone at some point God used to bring you into his church. Right? Someone wanted you to be a part of this. All of these hearts together in the Lord's hand. Because being together really matters. And this is one of those things that I think we especially are appreciating nowadays in the era of COVID, right? Having had several months last year where we could not gather in person around the Word of God, I think now we are starting to understand and appreciate the true value of what it is to be together. All the things that are a benefit to us because we are together in the Lord's hand. The ability to pray for one another, just a person who's sitting right here with you, right? Or just to be able to check in on somebody each and every week. Just say, hey, how's it going, right? To be able to look into a person's eyes and see their body language and hear the tone of their voice, it really, really matters. Yes, there are plenty of individual blessings and individual reasons why we might come to church, but church is not intended to just be me and Jesus time, and that's it. When we come to worship, we recognize and we rejoice that we are together. We are hearts that are together in the hand of our Lord. And it's right here in his hand that he also provides to us his means of grace. He makes us this big-hearted fellowship filled with his love. And then that love is extended beyond the church as well. So Jesus is holding us in his hand, like it shows in that image. But we know that Jesus' hands are very, very big. He's got the whole world in his hands, right? There's always plenty of room for more people to come in. Jesus regularly throughout his earthly ministry would minister to people by reaching out his hand to them. He would reach out his hand and he would heal people. He would reach out his hand and rescue people who were in trouble, people who the rest of the world thought didn't fit in his hand. You think about Peter himself, who wrote the words of our text today, right? When Peter was sinking into the Sea of Galilee, it was Jesus who reached out his hand, grabbed Peter, and rescued him. And Jesus is still reaching out his hand today. He's doing it through you. He's doing it through me. He's reaching out his hand to people who don't yet know all about his life and his love. To people who still have these spiritually diseased hearts and desperately need the new heart that Jesus gives. The Holy Spirit often will put us into situations where we can be that person who invites somebody else to come with us and be in God's hand alongside us. And sometimes we don't even realize it. We all interact with people who have struggles and hurts just like we do. And some of those people don't yet know Jesus. And yet we have these little conversations here and there, casual moments. These are times when Jesus is reaching out his hand through you to somebody else. So we pray that God would always do that, that he would continue to do that for us, that he would continue to do that through us. We certainly give thanks for the LWML, and we thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for the examples that you show of how these little things can add up to make a huge difference. May our God always make us a big-hearted church that extends his love to everyone. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. At this time in our service, we will now continue by reciting the LWML pledge. And for that, I'm going to invite just the ladies to stand as you are able right here. Everyone else will remain seated, but we will speak the words of the pledge all together. So ladies, if you'd please stand. We speak the pledge. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have, and in obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen. Thank you, ladies. You may be seated. In our prayers today, we do have a number of updates and announcements for you. First of all, I wanted to mention under hospitalized, we are giving thanks to God today that Ted Ginsey, that's the brother of Tony Ginsey, was finally able to come home from the hospital after over a month of being hospitalized. So thanks be to God for that. We also are including today Gary Glenn. That is the son of Pauline Glenn. Gary has recently been diagnosed with COVID-19 and is in need of prayer. Also heard over the weekend that our dear sister in Christ, who is a member of our congregation, Nancy Buchholz, she is currently in hospice care in Indiana, seems to be nearing the end of her earthly life. So please keep Nancy and her family in your prayers. Finally, wanted to mention that Miles Unverfurt, who is the newborn son of Adam and Christina Unverfurt, we have been praying for little Miles. He was hospitalized, but finally able to come home, thanks be to God, this past week. Please stand as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you search our hearts and have seen our sin, yet in your love have reconciled us to yourself through your Son. Give us your Spirit, the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, that our lives may grow in devotion to you for the salvation you have so graciously given us. Lord, in your mercy. Guide, we pray, our congregation in life and witness. Give us your grace so that in a land where strife is too common, we will be a place of peace. In our divided nation, make this, your congregation, a gathering place of hearts united in you who extend your welcome to all. Bless the mission of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League in this congregation and throughout the world, that every heart will beat with your love and all hearts extend your hand of service to others. Through the faithful gathering of mites, May Lutheran Women in Mission continue to encourage us to put all you have given us into the mission of reaching the lost and erring. Be with all of our other partners in mission and ministry as well, including Pastor Joel Fritchie in the Dominican Republic and our sister congregation, Our Savior Lutheran in Carmi, and their pastor, Dean Spooner. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for our nation, that you would purify the hearts of our elected leaders so that their will would align with yours. We ask you to especially bless those who work tirelessly to protect the good things that you have given to us in this land. Be with all members of the armed forces, including Michael, Daniel, Brett, Jesse, Chase, Isaac, Patty, Robert, Austin, Ward, Colby, Eric, Daniel, Joyce, Tanya, Shaylin, Alex, and Lucas. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for the daily bread that sustains us in life. And if it be your will, please continue to grant it to us. We look to you for food and health, for housing and clothing, for employment, for moderate weather, for justice and peace in our community and nation, that in every time of abundance and time of need, we may know your peace in our hearts. Bless those who are working in the fields during this harvest season and keep them safe. We also rejoice today with those who are celebrating birthdays this week, including Thretta, Denise, Donna, Nina, Faith, Carly, and Hunter. Bless them and keep them as you have throughout their years. We also praise your name for the gifts of marriage and family. We ask that you would especially be with those who are celebrating special wedding anniversaries, including Brent and Ashley Corners. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, comfort all of those who are suffering in any way, and especially be with all those who are on our congregation's prayer list, including those who are in care facilities, Thretta, Ferris, Wilfred, Bill, Nina, Helen, Esther, Bessie, and Brian. We ask you, Lord, to be with all those who have ongoing health needs and concerns, including Nancy, Ted, Gary, Marvin, Amy, Beulah, Wayne, Richard, Carlene, Alma, Jim, Mike, Orville, Linda, Marvin, Larry, Chris, Jean, Sam, Laverne, Gretchen, Miles, all those who are fighting cancer. Extend your hand of love and mercy to those who serve in the medical field during this time of increased stress and pressure. Help us all turn to you in trust each and every day. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Lord, bless those who come to your table to eat and drink your Son's holy body and blood. May they draw near with humble confidence in your forgiveness and reliance upon your promise of nurture as we faithfully walk the heavenward way. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, I will invite the ushers to come forward as we worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Please stand. We sing together the Nunc Dimittis. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. You may be seated. Our closing hymn today is another special traditional LWML hymn. It is called Serve the Lord with Gladness, and it's sung to the tune of Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Thank you.
Good morning. There is a lot going on this time of the year. October is a busy month, so I'm just going to go ahead and highlight a few of these things for you. Today, as I mentioned in the sermon, party at my house. So a lot of you have been curious about what the kitchen looks like. We are ready to host that for all of you. So come on over anytime after church here. And if you don't want to come right away, you want to miss the initial rush, or if you got lunch plans, we're going to be there until 2 o'clock this afternoon. So you can come later if you'd like as well. But we'd love to show that kitchen off. So I hope you can come. A couple other things happening today. We've got men's choir rehearsal at 6 o'clock right here in the balcony. We've got a special meeting for National Youth Gathering participants and their parents at 7 o'clock this evening. So it is time for us to start registering for that. That'll be next summer that youth gathering takes place. So we're going to need to know who's planning to come. So please come to that meeting if that applies to you. Tomorrow night, we are excited that Chimes is coming back, so Chime rehearsal will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Thanks be to God. Also, some other things coming up next weekend. So I've been mentioning over the last few weeks that our circuit, along with the circuit to our north, so circuits 7 and 8, the churches around us, have signed up to participate in the St. Louis Coalition for Life 40 Days of Life. And so our days that we've been assigned are the next two Fridays. So this coming Friday, October 8th, next Friday after that, the 15th. Anytime from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening, there are time slots available for people to simply go and stand outside the new Planned Parenthood facility in Fairview Heights and to simply pray. There's no interaction with the public required. There will be people who are there who are trained to handle that if there are anybody who would like to engage. All we're asking is for people to stand and pray. If any of you are interested in doing that, please come talk to me. I've got sign-up sheets in my office, so I'll just find out what time would work for you. So let me know if that's something that you're interested in. Also coming up next weekend, next Friday night, is our Confirmand lock-in. This is a new thing that we're trying. 7th and 8th grade Confirmands and others who are part of that junior confirmation class are invited to come and spend a whole night with me and Mr. Adam Thiemann. It's going to be great. We're going to stay up all night long. It's a good thing that next weekend is a long weekend. If I'm a little bit, you know, foggy on Sunday morning, you'll understand why. But that is the plan. Also, a couple other things going on. This week is Ladies Aid Night, right? And so there's been collections for Orphan Grain Train. There's all kinds of information in your bulletin about what is needed, and the ladies are going to be putting that stuff together this coming Tuesday. Also, looking ahead, there's a Ladies Aid LWML Fall Workshop that's going to be taking place on October 16th. That will be at Trinity Lutheran in Centralia, and there's going to be a flyer in the narthex with some more information about that. Also, next Sunday, Senior Social Fish Fry. We're really excited about this too. So seniors are invited to come and hang out with us over in the activity center after church, fish fry and some other activities, but we would love to know if you're planning to come. There is a sign-up sheet in the narthex right now. Please let us know so that our committee can plan accordingly. My goodness, I think... Well, then looking ahead two Sundays from now, don't forget that will be Church in the Park. So like I said, lots going on in October. So October 17th, we will be in the park, weather permitting, for Bible class, Sunday school, and for worship under the pavilion. And there will be a picnic, potluck picnic afterwards. The main course will be provided, but please consider bringing some side dishes and desserts to share. I think that's everything. Did I miss something? It's a lot. All right. Well, yep.
Is the meeting tonight for parents 6 or 7?
Oh, yeah, you're right. In the bulletin, it says 6 o'clock, but the meeting is actually at 7. That's a really good catch. So National Youth Gathering meeting is at 7. Sorry about that typo in the bulletin. 7 o'clock this evening. Thank you. Anything else? All right. I'll see you at my house. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us in worship today.
We hope to see you next week.
Have a blessed week.